My name's Nick Murray. I'm from Bridgerton in Aberdeen. I was ill 15 years ago with a major brain hemorrhage.
How much do you remember of that time?
Not a lot, to be honest, you know, because I had 9.5 hours of surgery at ARI that saved my life. So I've a faint recollection of stuff before it happened, but I've no recollection of the ambulance to hospital, getting into hospital, nothing like that. But obviously I remember after the surgery and the recovery, etc. I tend to try and do new things each year. I've been running a lot of obstacle course races. This is my first time at a half marathon, just because it's in my hometown of Aberdeen. I'm a very proud Aberdonian, so, you know, the more things that go on in Aberdeen, I tend to support, and, you know, the more publicity we get for Aberdeen, you know, because we're not going through the best of times currently.
So it must have been quite a nice feeling, you know, hearing it announced.
Yeah, when I first heard of it, it was the first thing I went to and found out how I could sign up. I didn't really think about it was 20k to run, doing the training. I just thought, I'm just going to go for this because it's in Aberdeen.
Ros McLeod, and I'm running to raise money and awareness of Aberdeen FOI.
So obviously you've answered the question a little bit there, but why did you decide to get involved?
A couple of reasons, just an own personal reason. I was dealing with postnatal depression and decided that another way to sort of help me was to start doing some exercise. So I started running, and then I decided to set myself an even bigger, worse challenge and sign up for the North Run, and spoke to Leanne, my colleague, who deals with fundraising, and suggested that I did it for the FOI, so here I am. I'm not overly excited, it's like a happy dread I have. I've always sort of been aware of the event, and there's never really been anything like this in Aberdeen, so that was more motivation just to get involved. It was local and wasn't having to travel anywhere to run.